and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Call him names, call him sweet names. He's Jehovah Rapha.
Father, we appreciate your name.
Jehovah Nissi.
We magnify your name. We exalt your name. Because you are the God of our life.
The eternal rock of ages.
We say thank you, the eternal rock of ages.
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
The lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, we appreciate
the
you.
The God who was, who is, and is to come.
The Lord is to come.
We appreciate the end from the beginning.
We appreciate you, like many of you have the I am that I am.
Call your names and worship him.
Who was and is to come.
Call your names and worship him.
We exalt you, Lord, the God of evil. The beloved, the Christ, Lord, we appreciate you.
The mighty man in battle.
Receive our praise today. The mighty man in battle in the name of Jesus. Shakapa Mekopa Santi Kapa.
The strength of Samson. The favor and beauty of Esther.
Fali Kashendi Kabara. Holy one. Mekopa Santa.
Worship his name.
Worship Kata. Take all the praise, take all the honor, take all the glory, all the blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Shaka baranda kabai shendi kabata kata.
In Jesus, most powerful name, we pray.
Amen.
You may be seated. If you know today is your day, and you can sense it in the spirit, put yourself with Jesus.
Oh yes.
You know, by your clap, I will know whether you are among these people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, in this world, you will find tribulation. But be of good cheer, meaning don't allow the tribulation to make you sad, to change your mood. He said, be of what? Good cheer. So when you see us happy, don't look our outside, look at our inside.
Yes, sir.
There is something that is making us what? Happy.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Is our what? Actually, do you have strength?
Do you have strength?
Let me see it in your joy.
Let me see it in your joy.
If I can't see joy in you, with you,
with you,
around you,
around you,
then you don't have strength.
Then you don't have strength.
That is what the Bible is saying.
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Show me your joy and I will know you have strength.
Hmm.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And when you only have joy when things are good, what kind of joy is that? It's a joy that you have gotten externally. And if you get the joy externally, you can still lose it externally.
Yes, sir.
But if your joy is not coming from your business, it's not coming from your job, it's not coming from anywhere outside. If your joy originates from inside, then you are victorious.
Hmm.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
I say what? You are
victorious.
You are
victorious.
You are
victorious.
You are
victorious.
I pray for you.
I receive.
And in this meeting today,
amen,
the hand of the Lord will descend mightily.
Amen.
I say mightily.
Amen.
Upon you.
Amen.
What has been a challenge? What has been difficult for you to achieve shall come easy.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
Which one do you go for? Do you want hard work or you want favor?
Favor.
Huh?
Favor.
Which one?
Favor.
Which one?
Favor.
A Christian must not live a life of hard work.
Oh yes.
If you live a life of hard work, you will boast of your strength.
Oh yes.
When you look at your car, you will say it's because I worked from morning till night. That's why I got this. You look at your house, you say, it's because of this big contract that I built this house. But when God gives you those things through favor, you can only say, glory be unto the Lord. Which one do you want?
Favor.
Hard work or favor?
Favor.
After this service today,
amen,
jobs will start coming to you.
Amen.
I said jobs will start coming to you.
Amen.
Blessings will start coming to you.
Amen.
Breakthrough will start coming to you.
Amen.
Not from your hard work, but from favor.
Amen.
I substitute every sweat with favor.
Amen.
I substitute every hard work with favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I connect you to everyone that has the capacity to help you.
Amen.
Everyone that has the capacity to bring you out of that situation.
Amen.
Wherever they are on this earth. We don't use the internet to track people. We use the Holy Ghost. Wherever they are under the sun, I command, let them begin to locate you.
Amen.
Let them begin to locate you.
Amen.
Let them begin to locate you.
Amen.
You don't need a rich man. You don't need a rich helper. God sent Elijah to a widow. I thought if God is sending people, He should send you to someone who has in abundance. God sent Elijah to who?
A widow.
And what she has was her last. And to God, He has released and helped her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here seated? Has someone ever called you and said, I have my last card with me, but I can't sleep until I give you? I don't know if you have ever experienced that. If you have not experienced that, start working on your spiritual life. Start working on your what?
Spiritual life.
Start working on your what?
Spiritual life.
Start working on your what?
Spiritual life.
Yes. God can simply take someone out of a position and bring you in. Somebody can lose a job for you to get a job. Don't have sympathy towards that, because that's God. He's the owner of everything. He creates vessels and decide where they will go, where they will stay, how they will act. Am I communicating to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
When the wicked is gathering riches, wealth, they are only gathering it for the righteous. When they say, let me sit down and eat, that's when God takes it away from them. And then hand it over to someone who has not worked for it. That's not fair. And of course, I tell you, God is not a fair
God.
He's not a fair
God.
He's not. If you are looking for fairness, don't come to God. He's not a fair God. And I said, God is not a nice God. If you are looking for a nice God to serve, don't come to God. One day, Jesus entered the temple, took koboko, flocked people, not anointed, not laying of hands. The one who was sent to bring healing is bringing wounds now. You can imagine those people going home with stripes of floggings. And then you ask them, who did this to you? They say, it's Jesus. The one you had that opened the blind eyes. The one you had gave sight to the blind is the one who inflicted this pain on me. He's not a nice person. Jesus is not a nice person. A nice person will not carry cane and begin to do that. And of course, if it is in those days, if it is in these days, you will see every newspaper carrying the news.
Yes, sir.
Say, a fake prophet. He has been preaching about love, but he's flogging people. Preaching about mercy, he's flogging people. He is not a nice God.
He is not a
nice.
He is not a. Someone has to lose a job for you to get it. If you want to be nicer than him, then forget it. Sit down in your problem. He needs to remove someone to put you there.
Oh yes.
For David to become the king, Saul has to go down. Someone has to go down.
Yes, sir.
Not because they are bad, but because grace differs.
Oh yes.
We may be age mate, but not grace mate.
Oh yes.
We may be classmate, but not grace mate. You can be shining in your grace, but when the arrival of a greater grace comes, you retire. That's why John the Baptist was shining. You lay his name everywhere, booming. But when Jesus arrived, he just have to go down. It's not a nice thing, but he just have to
go down.
I decree and I declare.
I receive.
I shall leave this place today.
Amen.
Anyone that has what you need in their hand, it belongs to you.
Amen.
But they don't want to release it. Let my God intervene.
Amen.
So right now, gathering money, he's planning or she's planning to use it. They never knew it's your own. I'm not communicating. They never knew that they are gathering it for you. I prophesy.
I receive.
That capital you need for that business, somebody will gather it and end up sending it to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A life without sweat. A life of favor.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
I receive.
Receive it.
I receive.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's why you should not expect any nice thing from any nice prophet. Because Jesus himself is not a nice person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not a what?
Nice person.
So if you come to a prophet, you expect nice words, nice attendance, nice welcoming. You'll be disappointed like Naaman, who came all the way and expected a chair to be given to him. And through the window, the prophet said, go and wash yourself. It's not a nice treatment. That's not hospitality.
Oh, yes.
Why? Because God is not nice. And if God is not nice, how can his servants be nice also? We walk by love, not by being nice.
Yes, sir.
I can love you and not talk to you. I can love you and not call you every day.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to get it.
Yes, sir.
That's why if you are a son or a daughter and you always want me to talk to you on phone, you are looking for a friend, not a father.
Yes, sir.
You are looking for someone to chat with, not a father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bow down your heads. Begin to invite his presence.
Yes, Lord. I'll be about your presence.
Ask the Lord to take charge.
Take charge.
Whatever you are going to receive today,
take charge.
Let it be an impartation. Ask God to impact you with his knowledge, with his wisdom.
Take charge, Lord Jesus. Take charge. Shikaba, Katikaba, Santa. We invite your presence, Lord. Let your presence dwell in our midst mightily.
In Jesus' mighty name,
we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is a great service. How many of you can feel the greatness even before you start? How many of you are already feeling it? Let me see your hand if you are feeling it. The title of my message, without wasting our time. Let us begin manifesting good what?
Dreams.
Manifesting what?
Good dreams.
Manifesting what?
Good dreams.
Manifesting what?
Good dreams.
Manifesting good dreams. When you talk about dream, it's a very vast topic, very big. And I cannot finish the message just by one meeting like this. I say I will finish it, it will take us days.
Yes, sir.
Have I communicated?
Yes, sir.
To take us what?
Days.
So, what I will try to do today is to give you a certain dimension, certain area, not every area, certain what? Area of dreams. And I pray may the Lord give you the understanding of His word in Jesus' name. So why are we talking about dreams today? What is the reason behind us discussing about dreams? Or let me put it this way, what exactly is happening when a person is dreaming? What exactly happens when a person is what? Is dreaming. Do you know that when a person is dreaming, there is a way someone can observe and even notice that this particular person is right now having a dream? Right now. The person, this one, as you see this person sleeping, right now, he or she is having a dream. So dream is like a certain realm where one can enter and can be felt physically. If you want to understand how tangible the spirit world is, look at dream. The one dreaming is somewhere, but the body is right there. You can see the reaction, and you know that this person is experiencing a dream. Sometimes you hear people talking, you hear people saying some words, meaning the words they say there has passed through some portals from that realm even to the natural realm. Am I talking to somebody that said?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
When you look at the eyes of the person that is dreaming, most times you see the eyes blinking. The blinking of that eyes is because the person is in a certain state, certain realm. Sometimes you see the person moving his or her legs. What am I trying to say? The dream world is so powerful enough that it can even affect your physical body. You wake up from a dream and you find yourself sweating. Don't think that sweat is coming from your physical stress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think that sweat is from your what? Physical exhaustion. Maybe you are exhausted. It's actually coming from the spirit realm. You can feel it tangible, physically. When you wake up afraid, it is you carrying the fear from there and bringing it here. It's not a natural fear. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody right
now. Yes, sir.
When a person wakes up from a terrible dream, you notice that the person is still dreaming even while he has woke up. Because you can still see the picture of what you were seeing before. You can still feel that feeling, what you were feeling in that dream. All those things you are experiencing are not physical.
Yes, sir.
You have carried something from that realm to another realm. If you think dreams or dream is a myth, it's just an illusion, it's just a statement made by people, it doesn't exist, I'm here today to tell you that the dream world is very real. May God help you to understand this word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, for just 10 seconds, I want you to bow down your head and ask the Lord what you want to tell me today. Let it sink. Let it sink.
Yes, Lord.
Let it sink into my spirit.
Yes, Lord. What you want to tell me today, Lord, let it sink into my heart.
Let it sink.
Let it
have
sink,
a place.
Lord, into my spirit. Have a
let
place.
Let it have a place.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Whatever in Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Now, if you study your Bible, there is something you are going to notice. Most of the heroes of the Bible, those people we consider our mentors, are actually dreamers. Most of the people we admire, we want to be like, we want to walk with God like them, want to reach a certain realm where they have reached. If you notice their lives, you notice that dream played a vital role in their life. Take for example Abraham. In certain occasions you see God speaking to Abraham, not in his conscious state. Abraham was a dreamer, and God gave him sensitive messages about his life and his future through the dream. You look at Jacob. You all know the story how Jacob slept and saw a ladder, and angels were ascending and descending. For your information, that was a dream. He was not seeing it physically. He was experiencing that in a dream. And he called it an encounter. Meaning you can have an encounter with divinity while dreaming. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Take somebody like Solomon, who got his wisdom not by God talking to him while he was in his conscious state. He was actually dreaming, and God asked him a question. What can I give you? An open check. Don't be so carried away by the experience of Solomon. There is something the Bible is not telling you. For God to appear to a man and tell him, what can I do for you? The man must have paid the price. To others, they pray. God select which one to answer. To some guys, it is God asking them. You know, I respect you to a certain moment where I don't want to give you what you don't like. Where God doesn't want to give you something you don't need. So God has to come down to your level and ask you, what is it you like? It's a certain level of relationship between the creator and the creator. The creature. Where God begins to interact with you in that realm. Where God says, I will not talk to you from the throne and you answer me from the earth. No. Come, let's reason together. You are too big for that.
Oh, yes.
At your level, you are too big for me to speak there, and you hear from here, you respond to me again. No. Come, let's have a round table discussion. Let me talk to you. Man to man. If I say man to man, some people say, he's blasphemous. God is a man. But he's not entirely man. But for Jesus to come out of man, he is a man. And for your information, Jesus is still a man today.
Yes, sir.
So God says, come, let's reason together. It is two men seated that are going to discuss important issues. Let's reason together, meaning I will reason like a human, you two reason like my level. I created you out of my image and likeness. That means you can think like me. I am also a man. I can think like you. So if you have pain, if you are hungry, if you are sick, if you are poor, I can understand you because I'm trying to reason with you. It is that man in me that will reason with you.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus came on this earth. He felt the harshness of the sun you felt. Did you imagine? Have you ever imagined that? When you are walking today under the sun and you are praying to God to give you a car, air-conditioned car, God is feeling exactly the way you are feeling. Because there was once a time he also came and walked and felt the harshness of the sun.
Yes, sir.
Let me not go there. It's too big for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I saying? Solomon had an encounter with God in the Some of you here are waiting for God to talk to you through your own method. Yet God has been speaking to you through his own method.
Yes, sir.
And you have not been hearing it. How have you valued your dream life? Don't be surprised. God has been talking to you in your dream and you failed to comprehend. So some of you here don't even know that God talks through dreams. If you know God talks through dreams, let me see your hand. Raise your hand. That is why till some of these dreams manifest, you begin to remember how God has showed you a month ago, a week ago, days ago, 2 months ago, last year. You remember that there was a time when God actually spoke to me about this particular occurrence. This thing I'm experiencing today, I saw it in my dream. How many of you have experienced that? Where you walk into a place, to your physical man, that is the first time you reach there, but in your spirit, you knew that there was once a time I was here. Hallelujah. There was once a time I was what? It is the Lord. The Lord is locking some things about you, that the day you know, you begin to operate in a higher dimension. Meaning you can go and attend a meeting while your body is still at home. People will see a tangible person, you entering that conference, sitting down, finish the meeting, come back home, and then you are still at home. Hallelujah. Why are you looking at me like that? Didn't it happen in the Bible? Elisha said to Gehazi, was I not with you? Was he with him physically? He was at home. But he said, it was I that was with you. I was with you. When you were collecting from Naaman, I was there with you. I want us to read the book of Job chapter 33, verse 14 to 15. Job 33, verse 14 to what? To 15. Am I teaching somebody today?
Yes, sir.
Is somebody ready to learn something?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready today?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Job 33, read for me from King James. 33, 14 to 15.
And it says, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not.
Read again.
God speaketh once.
God speaks once.
Yea, twice, yet man perceive it not.
God speaks once and even twice. Now, that doesn't mean God speaks today, he still needs to speak tomorrow. That's not what it means there. When the Bible says God speaks once, even twice, he's trying to let you know that he spoke once, and it is out of what he spoke that comes out what he will continue to speak.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
So God speaks once, but then when that word leaves God, it's going out like a pregnant woman that carries more words from God. So that God doesn't need to speak tomorrow and speak next tomorrow. It doesn't operate like that. So when God speaks to you, it was only one word he said. But that one word is pregnant of many words. So God will administrate the words to begin to unfold in certain dimensions of your life. Meaning, if you hear God in the month of January and you hear God in the month of March, it doesn't mean God spoke to you in January and God spoke to you in March. No. God spoke to you only once. It is now the word that is producing more words to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So meaning God can speak to your health and your finances, hear that word. Out of that word spoken to your health comes a word for your finances also. But it all matters according to your faith. That's why some of us don't bother God to talk. We visit what he said and we extract what he's saying. While you are having 20 days prayer and fasting, waiting for him to speak again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God speaks, he gives you a package that contains a word for today, a word for tomorrow, a word for next tomorrow. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
It begins to unfold as your level grows. So according to this scripture, he says God speaks once, even what? Twice. Continue from there.
In a dream.
In a dream. Now God is now explaining to you where he speaks. He said in a dream, meaning dream is a method God used to speak to his children. In a dream,
in a vision.
In a vision
of the night.
Oh, how I wish I have time to explain this. In a vision of the night. There's a difference between dream in the night and vision in the night.
Yes, sir.
Many of you cannot distinguish it. But a dream in the night is different from a vision in the night. There is a need for you to distinguish between a dream and a vision. That's for another day. But God is telling you the method of how he speaks. Continue.
When deep sleep falleth upon man.
Did you see that? Did he say when you are awake? Did he say when you are awake? Did he say when you are conscious? He said when deep sleep falls upon you. Meaning when you are sleeping, God derives pleasure in talking to you right there.
In slumberings upon the bed.
In slumberings upon the bed.
Then he opened the ears of man.
He opened the ears. How? Why will God need to open your ears if it is open? For God to open your ears, it was closed. So he has to open something he knows that can be able to receive what he wants to say within you. Within you. Within you. So if you are walking today and you are not hearing God, it's because something is closed. Try opening it and see, you will realize that God is a speaking God.
And fulfill their instructions. That he may withdraw man from his purpose.
And stop at verse 15. Which verse are you?
17.
Okay. Now, listen to me. This verse we just read gave us a picture that God is a speaking what? God. He's a God that speaks. So that means if you don't hear God, it is because you fail to hear what he is speaking. But that doesn't change the fact that he speaks. So don't go around telling people that God is not speaking simply because you don't hear. The fact that you don't hear doesn't mean he doesn't speak. It is you who fail to hear. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
When we find ourselves in bad situations, there are some situations that come upon us which we consider as what? As bad, evil, negative. We begin to blame God. God, why didn't you show me this? Why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you reveal this to me? Yet, are you sure God has not revealed to you? Are you sure it was not you who failed to hear? If you think your dream is something you will ignore, a man called Joseph, the father of Jesus, had a dream, and in the dream an angel appeared to him and said to him, take this baby, run to Egypt, make sure you flee. It's not time for miracles, it's time for running. God sent me to you to tell you to run. Don't stay and fight. Sometimes faith is not when you stay and fight. Faith is also when you run. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm coming all the way from God to give you an advice. Run. Stay and try to fight Herod. He destroy you. There are some people that their wickedness has gotten to a level whereby even the devil learn lesson from them.
Yes, sir.
So if your level has not reached their level, God will advise you, my son, run. You are coming with your Bible and anointing oil about to fight them. The Lord will say, you see, run. 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 Because the one you are about to fight is not your mate. Even though you are in different level, you are in different kingdom. You are in kingdom of light. He is in kingdom of darkness. But his own position there is bigger than your own. You are still taking feeding bottle. You are eating. You are taking food through feeding bottle. And that guy there is chewing bone in that rep. Run! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man took baby Jesus and the mother and ran to Egypt. And then God had to wait till Herod died. Can I advise you?
Yes, sir.
Don't start some battle if God has not tell you to start. If you try to fight Herod when God has not asked you to do so, you are in trouble. If God has to wait for a physical man to die before he and then send another angel again to Joseph, take the baby, go back. For the man that seeks his life is no more. And then to God, that's not weakness. That's wisdom. Some wisdom look like weakness, but it's wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Have you seen me lay hands on someone and the person react? Then I do like this.
No.
It's not fear. If you see me doing like this, it's not fear. It's wisdom. Because the demon may not be the one that will hit me, but the reaction of the body uncontrollably can hit me. You get what I'm
saying? Yes, sir.
See now. It's not fear. Get this. Some things look like fear, but it's not fear, it's wisdom. So when I lay hands on the person and the demon feels the intense heat and react, you see me move like this. Don't say it's fear. It's wisdom.
Wisdom.
The Holy Ghost will not come and carry me and shift me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it is a demon that will try to touch me, that one is a spiritual battle.
Mm.
At that time, I know how to handle the demon.
Mm.
But if the body is in that level where it's in confusion, know when the spirit begins to control the body to behave in a certain way, the body may behave uncontrollably. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching you what I'm not supposed to teach you.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't have anything to hide.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he had to appear to him and say to him, take this baby. And the mother returned back. Because the man that seeks him is what? Is dead. But did you notice all those encounters happened in a
dream?
Try to imagine it like that. Had it been Joseph ignored those dreams, what would have been the consequences? What would have been the result? It means God has to send Jesus the second time. Because it was the baby that was born, not the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unto us a child is born, then unto us a son is given. You can't born the Son of God, you can only give. God gave his son. Mary did not give birth to the Son of God. She gave birth to a child and then God gave the son. So at that child level, Herod can smash his head on the wall and nothing will happen. Herod can kill him silently and God has to still send another baby again. So why waste resources if the only thing you can do is run? Why waste time in sending another new baby if all you need to do is to take the baby and run? So calculate the time you use in fighting and the losses you will have while fighting, and compare it with when you run and then you come back. No loss. No stress, no sweat. May God help you.
Amen.
I say what?
May God help
May
us.
May God
help us.
May God
help us.
So had it been ignored his dream, the bat could have happened. So God wants you to know about your tomorrow, your future. He wants you to know what will happen to you next month. He wants you to know what will happen to you next year. Notice what I'm about to tell you. God will not give you everything about tomorrow. but it will give you a piece of information about your tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Now, that piece of information about your tomorrow he is giving to you is for you to use it in your today and know where you are going to. So, God wants you to be aware. Despite the fact that God is a God of surprises, he doesn't want to surprise you all the time. There are times where God doesn't want to surprise you. He wants you to be aware of some certain things before it happens. He knows that maybe next week you are about to travel and that vehicle will have an accident. He wants you to know and be aware of the vehicle that will take that will engage in that accident. So your awareness is important. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating to somebody?
Yes, sir.
So some of you here, there are dangers that have taken, they have already occurred. And now you are in the midst of the problem, but God revealed the problem to you maybe a year ago. And because you ignored that, you are now in the problem. God! Maybe God told you years ago that he wants you to be a doctor.
Yes, sir.
And because you could not hear him today, you are in sociology. Apologies, sociology student. Not because God didn't tell you, but because you could not hear.
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
God must have spoken to you about the guy or the lady you're supposed to marry. You failed to hear him speak. And choose who to marry because you want to marry. Consequences. What did I say?
Consequences.
When it begins to unfold, don't blame God. Some dreams are actually useless. I know that. There are some useless dreams. Most of you, you know that. You know the kind of dreams you have. Very funny. You see yourself as Tom and Jerry is running, chasing you. Is it not because you have watched Tom and Jerry too much like that? Now you have become Jerry. So, you are, your name is Paul in the natural, you are Jerry there. Imagine the devil comes to destroy you and you see Jerry in the spirit. All what the devil needs to do is to gather this to play. I give it to the Jerry there. Let him be busy while he keep on destroying you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be busy playing while I mess around with your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know there are some dreams that are what? Useless. They don't mean anything. There are dreams from your fears. There are dreams from your body, from your condition, from your trouble. You dream them. You breathe your trouble into that dream. You breathe your daily activity into that dream. What you do on a daily basis,
yes,
reflect
sir.
There. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that? A human being may have like 20 dreams in one night. How many of you know that? Or even more than that. You can have even 50 dreams. Just one night. If you know that, let me show you. Only one person know. You can have 20, 30, 50 dreams.
Yes, sir.
Just one night. And then when you wake up, the only dream you can remember is maybe the one you ate chicken because you like chicken. So you are still conscious of that dream because you can imagine how the pepper chicken was given to you. Oh my God. It was so garnished, so well presented, well decorated. So your mind is there. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Now again, you can remember out of 20 dreams you had, you can remember one or two.
Yes, sir.
Simply because of maybe how excited you were in the dream or how terrified you were in the dream. The fear you had in that dream can make you to remember the dream. Or the joy you had in that dream can make you to also what? Remember the dream. The other rest, you have forgotten about them. And what if the business you're supposed to do was revealed to you in one of those dreams that you could not remember? What if your wife was shown to you in one of those dreams that you could not remember? That means they have just passed away just like that. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to understand something. For you to manifest good dreams, you must know why you even go to bed. You don't go to bed simply because you are tired, you want to rest. As many of you do. You go to bed not just to rest, but also to communicate with your tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
How many of you have that mentality? Most of you here, you go to sleep because you want to rest. You say you are tired. You sleep because you are tired. You still wake up. You are tired. What have you done? The following night, you still sleep tired. You wake up tired. Hallelujah. So, there is nothing bad in you sleeping to rest. But, don't sleep only to rest. Sleep to rest and also sleep to interact with your future. God cannot give you what is not in your capacity. If you don't know this, God will not reveal this to you. So begin to work with this consciousness from today. That when I'm going to bed, I'm going to extract information from my tomorrow. Get some data from my what?
Tomorrow.
From my what?
Tomorrow.
How be you are still allowed to rest. But don't only rest while sleeping. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Because devil will take advantage of the reason why you even go to bed.
Hmm.
If you go to bed only to rest, devil has caught you. Hmm? When visions are coming, most of you don't know that your life in the spirit is a war. That's why you see yourself in your dream world. You see it's a war. The sun is still there. The moon is still there. The clouds are still there. The ground is still there. The houses are still there. It's your own world that is there. So when things are coming to your world, if there is no proper positioning to receive those things, it will be stopped, hijacked on the way. The devil will take advantage of your ignorance and say, he's not even ready or she's not even ready for this information that is coming. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody right here.
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? So what did I say? Go to bed, not just to rest, but to what? To extract information about your
tomorrow.
You see, what I'm teaching you here every Sunday is something you need to pay for before I teach you.
Hmm.
Yes, look at my eyes. Look at me. I'm looking at your eyes. Don't shake. I know what I'm saying. I'm bold. It's something you're supposed to be paying for. I teach you. They are not information you just sit down and you think, what should I preach today? And just know. They are what? Priceless information. They are so heavy that if some of us have access to this information while we were babies in the spirit, it will have helped us so much. Can I teach you how to manifest your good dreams?
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you have a dream that is good, I don't want to talk about bad dreams because we are not here for bad dreams. Who wants bad dreams? Who wants impartation for bad dreams? Are you here for bad dreams? It's not your portion. For you to have a good dream and then manifest it in the reality, you must know that it is a handing over of information from your spirit to your body. The reason why you don't remember the dream you had is because while the handing over was taking place, it wasn't successful. As your spirit was dreaming, it has seen some things. Your spirit has seen some things, some occurrences. The spirit will desire to give the information to your body so that your body will receive it. But while the handover is taking place, something may happen in between. You can have a corrupt file. The file can be corrupted while you are importing it from the spirit world to the world, natural world. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So if that is the case, there are some things you need to do to enable to develop your body to a capacity, your ability to retain information, to a capacity whereby it can be able to get information from the spirit and work with it. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Why does God give us information while we are dreaming? Because that is the only time God can get your attention. You. The only time God can get your attention is when you are sleeping and dreaming. Because in the morning by 10 a.m., you don't want to hear anything if it's not morning. When you go to your business, God may be talking to you. Calculation. When is that 10,000 coming? That man that borrowed this, when is he paying? That's the information that is raining by that time. You don't want to hear anything that is not business. So you have crowded your mind with a lot of information that find it very hard for God to chip in what he wants to tell you. So God now has to allow you to finish your transaction. While you come to sleep, he then gives you information. It's good, but it's not the best. Because if God has to wait for you before you to sleep, before he gives you information, what if the danger is before you sleep? How will you get the information? How? So it's very dangerous. It's good for God to give you information through dreams, but it's not the best. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Number one way of how to manifest your good dream. If you are to manifest your good dream, you have to get a book and a pen. As simple as that. Get a book and a what? And a what?
And a pen.
Get a book and a what?
Pen.
A book and a what?
Pen.
A book and a what?
Pen.
That alone is an act of faith. Imagine you are going to bed and then you are carrying along your book and your pen. There is something you are saying which you are not saying. You are telling God that it is possible for you to talk to me, and it is possible for me to write it. So that's faith. That means you are being ruled by faith at that very moment. You are being controlled by faith. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So go with your book and your word.
Pen.
The people you read about their dreams in the Bible, had it been they didn't write it, how will you read?
No way.
And even they kept their dreams to their memory, how will you read about their dreams? Answer me. Will you have any encounter with their dreams? It's impossible. So somebody has to write his dream for you today to know that God speaks through dream. And even Jacob, you didn't have access to the dream of Jacob, you won't know that God speaks through dream. And even the dream of Joseph wasn't written, you will not know that your future can be spoken to you while you are in your today. So write your dream. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Don't keep sensitive dreams in your memory. Keep them in writing. Make sure you put them into what? Even in heaven, there is a book of life. God doesn't forget, but he still has to put something into writing. Some of you, when I tell me to imagine angels, you imagine angels just sitting down like this. Michael will sit down, Gabriel will sit down. They are just waiting for candidate to just come. So that they will either usher you to heaven or usher you to hell. Just wait there. Today there is no customers. They'll be waiting. Oh, see one customer there. My dear, go and attend to him. That's not what they are doing there. Angels are busy writing. And there is something I don't want to tell you, but God is forcing me to tell you. Do you know that what you call your life is a written, has been written? Your life, your name, your complexion, your height, everything about your information, your life has been written. You only manifest what has been written about you. Meaning in heaven, everybody has his own file where all your data is there. Imagine from your day one to the end of your life has been documented. If God, who has, let me never use the word has, can never forget something, still need to write information, what about you? What about you? What about you? Ask your neighbor, what about you?
What about you?
I can't hear you.
What about you?
Since you know, when I sleep now, I'm going to have a dream. Alright, or I may have a dream. What you need to do is set an alarm. Set an alarm every 3 hours. Set the alarm. Once it is 3 hours, the alarm wakes you up. Then your mind, your spirit will be so sharp at that moment to be able to remember the dream. Because the reason why you don't remember dream is because you have so many dreams. So when you have so many dreams, you become confused when you wake up in the morning. You know you have so many dreams, but you can't remember which one is this one, which one is that one. So in order to avoid that interruption, set an alarm every 3 hours You wake up. And then, did I have a dream? Yes, I had a dream. What was that about? Okay. This was it. This was it. You write it down. You go back to your sleep. But with the way you love sleep, I don't know whether impartation is needed for you. Actually, do you need impartation?
Do you need impartation?
I can't hear you.
Do you need impartation?
I can't hear you.
Do you need impartation?
So start doing this. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Start doing
this.
Start doing
this.
The first day you do it, you may not get the dream. Because in the kingdom of God, it's not when you start that you receive.
Yes.
It doesn't work like that. It's what you keep on doing that you begin to receive the result of what you are doing. You don't start paying tithe this month and you expect promotions next month. It doesn't work like that. Are you a thief? The only thief that wants to do something now, invest. Some of you, the same to me, said invest 20,000 and get 250,000 in 3 hours. That shows you are a thief. A big one. A big
one.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Anything that is standard must take time. Anything that must be standard must take time.
Yes, sir.
Put that at the back of your mind. Anything that you rush, anything you build in rush will be destroyed in rush.
Yes, sir.
That's why you see this service. If I'm in a rush, I will not give you the best. If I have to be checking time in and I'm preaching to you, I will not give you the best now. Anything that you do in a rush, you what? You destroy it in a rush. You don't go to the gym today and get muscle today. You can't develop muscle today. You need to keep visiting the gym in order to develop what? Develop muscle. So now, what I'm teaching you, start practicing them. With time, you master them. With time, you become a professional. What I'm teaching you is what I did years ago. It's not my level, that one. So I may teach you something and then you look at me, you may not see me do it. Those are teaching you what I'm not doing. I may have done it years ago. But where I am now may not be where I was. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
So for example, there are times where I have to go into my room, have to begin to pray. Days and days I'm seeking God. But God will now say, okay, let me talk to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are days for that. I may teach you to do that. I may teach you to. Don't copy me. Don't copy
me.
Don't copy me. No. Start from where I was in order to reach where I am.
Yes, sir.
If I teach you where I am, it will be difficult for you. You don't understand my weight. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. So I have to take you from where you need to start till you get there. Are you getting what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if you start from there, from your dream level, you are developing it, you are developing it. There are times where I will tell you, okay, close that chapter. Let me tell you something new. There is a way you can be walking in the market where crowd generator is walking, sound everywhere. you are still hearing God.
Yes, sir.
Shall I teach you that? If I say I will teach you that one. Hey, among people here, there are those that don't even know God talk. They don't even know God speak. How will I start teaching them that level? You need to start from somewhere. You are not a good teacher if you only teach people your level. You have to be ready to descend. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So you look at a car. A car has what, speedometer, right?
Mm.
There are cars that their own is higher than the others. So you can, my own car can be can have 180, for example. See that 180. And your own car can be less than that. If you see me moving in your own speed, don't say we are in the same speed, because I choose to walk in that speed. Hallelujah. But if I say I will accelerate above your own speedometer, where will you see me? How will I teach you? How will I direct your way? It's like someone is leading your way to take you somewhere, and then he speed up. Is that possible? It's not possible. So discipleship is you walking people through the way. That's why you see there are portions of the Bible, there are teachings, even teachings of Jesus in the Bible, that I can teach you today, but I don't work with them. The Lord's Prayer. Why will I pray the Lord's Prayer? For what? Our Father in heaven. Is he in heaven? But babies can pray that. Babies can what?
Pray that.
Did Jesus teach the prayer? Yes. But he taught them before they became born again.
Yes.
When you become born again, the kingdom is no longer in heaven, it's within you. So you need to be very smart in the things of God. That's why you hear, when you hear people say, anything I see Jesus saying in the Bible, I have to carry it like that, this and that. If you tell someone like that, he talks to people according to their level. He meets the disciples, he talks to them according to their level. He meets the crowd, he talks to them according to their level. Even though he knows that the word is the best, but when he meets the blind, doesn't say, sit down, let me teach you the word. He just give him his miracle and walk his way. That's his level. That's his level. If you follow Jesus to eat 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, he will give you. But if you follow him to learn, he will still give you.
Yes, sir.
It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. If you want him to talk to you in parables, he will talk to you. If you want him to talk to you in clear words, he will talk to you. So he talks to us according to our level. Our word. Number 2. Don't just get a book. Get a good book. Get a what?
Good book.
If you have to respect the information God will give to you, you have to respect where to write it down also. How can you write your future in the piece of paper? If you say we'll compare your future, okay, your future looks like that piece of paper. You write in the piece of paper, then you fold it, you put it here. That shows how small your future is. It can be put inside pocket. The same way you pocket your future, somebody can pocket your future like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even when you write your dream, shows how big your dream is. Huh? Am I saying right? Did you notice that the 10 commandments were written on what? On the rock. Not on paper, on the rock. Why was it written on the rock? It is because you can't just erase it. is there is there. So God is not only interested in the content, He's also interested in the container. Because if the container is not good, you end up losing the content. He said, pour new wine into what? New wineskin. If you pour new wine into an old wineskin, you end up losing the new wine and you lose the skin. So God is interested in your dreams and also interested in where you have written them. Ask your neighbor, if at all you have written your dreams.
If at all you have written your dreams.
Where have you written them?
Where have you written them?
Don't be surprised, some of you. You don't even know. You have written, some of you have written, but you don't even know where you have written them. There are no way to be.
Oh.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that clear?
Yes,
number
sir.
What?
Three.
Number three. Pray concerning your dreams. If you want to manifest them. Like I told you earlier on, I said, you can set an alarm. When you wake up and you have an encounter in your dream, take your time, move around your house, around your room. Begin to speak some dangerous tongues. Pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray to the Lord. And say, oh Lord, I take charge over this dream. I will not be a valuable person there and be useless here. What is revealed to me and I've written them must come to pass. Begin to move in your house and begin to speak words. I'm teaching you how to manifest what? Good dreams. You know, most of you here are good in listening but not good in practicing. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Number what?
Four.
Number four. Is what the disciple preached. Arise and shine. Arise and shine, for your light has what?
Risen.
Your light has come. Right?
Sir.
Now listen to me. When you look at that statement in that verse that tells you arise and shine, you know, whenever I will preach, definitely these disciples, they will, don't know how they come and carry my message. I'll start seeing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These disciples, they will come and, when I prepare a message, I will come and hear my message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Arise and shine was a statement given to someone on the ground. I can't tell you to arise if you are still rising, if you are standing. Arise has to be a statement, a command to somebody on the floor. So what is that verse telling you? After you have had your encounter, arise. 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 Don't spend 24 hours dreaming, because your dream will not do anything for you.
Yes, sir.
Until you arise and shine with them. You have to move with your dreams. You have to move with your dreams. After seeing that God has given you a clue of who you are to become in the future, grab the information and begin to move with them. Let it influence your conversation, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you walk, the people you work with. That's how to arise and what? And shine. You can't have a dream that you'll be a successful person in the future and your best friend is a professional drunkard. He says useless things. When you sit down together with a friend, you don't get anything from his statement. You just hear alcohol talking. By keeping that friend, you are not fulfilling that verse that says arise and shine. Because if you are to shine, live where you are. Leave the company of friends that influence you negatively. Don't talk against your dream. Some of you talk against your dream. Your conversation is standing against your dream. Words are powerful.
Yes, sir.
You are born, you show yourself, you are going to be rich, you are going to be blessed, you are going to be prosperous in the future, and everything you talk from today is lack, 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 lack. You talk poverty every day. You are against your dream.
Yes, sir.
And when you are against yourself, how can you succeed?
No way.
No, it's not even people around you. This is you against yourself. Saying words that does not tally with what God has destined you to be. Tell the neighbor, arise and shine.
Arise and shine.
I can't hear you.
Arise and shine.
I can't hear you.
Arise and shine.
If you don't arise, you don't shine. And if you don't arise, if you don't shine, the glory of God will not be risen upon you.
Yes, sir.
So you have to follow the mathematics. May the Lord give you the ability to do that.
Amen.
Receive the ability in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I said receive the ability in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Receive the ability in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Amen.
Amen.
And the last but not the least, sow a seed to the work of God. When you have a great dream, when you have a great dream about your future, and then you have no idea of bringing it to pass, after you have written it down, after you have prayed about it, after you have done all the steps, I tell you, sow a seed to the work of God and say, Lord, I'm taking this seed, I'm sowing it to your work as your work stands. Because Jesus made a statement. He said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So you use that anchor scripture, use that verse and say, Lord, no gate of hell will prevail over my dreams. No dream killer will kill my dream. Of course, you know, the work of God can never be stopped by anyone. No matter how people rise against the work of God, it will still stand. Am I saying the right thing? The same way, if you connect with a seed, and you tell God, as your gospel stands, so is my dream going to stand.
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching you spiritual things. Some of you that are very stingy, when I mention seed now, you feel a blow in your heart. Very huge blow. Say, ah, man of God, I agree with all those things, but this one, ah! This one, heavy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, that can be a statement by a man that doesn't know the importance of his or her dream. If you know how big your dream is, you will know that nothing can be compared to it. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So these are the steps. When you follow these steps, I assure you, this is something that I know. I assure you, if you follow these steps, you cannot have good dream and then it will not come to pass. You will dream those good dreams and with your eyes you will see them manifest. Are we communicating?
Yes, sir.
But before now, what you think is, let me have a dream and wait for the day to manifest. That's why you see, go to graveyard, you see people died with most of those dreams. It has not come to pass. It has not. Who gave the dream? God.
God.
Why didn't you come to pass? Them. They didn't do something they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Don't hear people that tell you Jesus has died for you. You don't need to do anything. It's a lie. Huh? You don't need to do anything to enter heaven, but you need to do something to be successful on earth.
Yes, sir.
Jesus died for you. No, nothing you can do to add to that. Your salvation to heaven, guaranteed. By his what? By his death. But I assure you, to live a successful life on earth, you have to do something. You have to what?
Do something.
You have to what?
Do something.
You have to do something. You have to
do something.
May God help you.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why somebody questioned me. He said, man of God, why do I have to sow a seed? If Jesus has already died for me, has already paid the price, why shouldn't I just walk with the sacrifice that Jesus has done? So that's the sacrifice of Jesus, not your sacrifice. He did it as his own sacrifice, not your own. He did it and got his result. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
And what is his result? We are the result. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
But that does not ignore fulfilling principles of the kingdom.
Mm.
That's why a man can be born again, can be a Christian, have the Holy Ghost, and still be dormant in life.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because there are some things you are not doing. Check yourself. Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Check yourself from today.
Check yourself from today.
Check yourself from today. What is it that you need to do?
What is it that you need to do?
That you are not doing.
That you are not doing.
Stand on your feet.
Lord, for Jesus, for the wonderful good revelations.
We are going to pray.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? You are going to pray. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
From today.
From today.
From this day.
From this day.
Any dream killer.
Any dream killer.
In my life.
In my life.
Around me.
Around me.
That tries to suffocate.
That tries to suffocate.
My dreams.
My dreams.
Let the God that I serve.
Let the God that I serve.
The God of this altar.
The God of this altar.
Fight on my behalf.
Fight on my behalf.
Open your mouth and begin to
Lord Jesus. Any killer of my dream, Lord. May the God of this commission, may the God of this altar arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Any spirit that hinder my dream to come to pass, hindering me, Lord, may it be taken away in the name of Jesus. May the God of this commission, the angel and assignment, Lord, take charge in the name of Jesus. Shekabalante kabara katabasanda likata. Ako basanda likata baza. Yes, arise, O Lord. Ikababa rondo kopasata kayaka. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any killer of my dream, let the God of this commission fight for me in the name of Jesus. Let the God of Jerusalem arise in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Give me the grace.
Give me the grace
from today.
From today.
To obey all these principles.
To obey all these principles.
In order for my dreams to manifest.
In order for my dreams to manifest.
Open your mouth and begin.
Lord Jesus, give me the grace to obey all these principles. Lord, in order for my dreams to manifest in my life. Give me the empowerment, energize my spirit, oh Lord, that all these principles shall come to pass in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your grace be sufficient to my life. That all these principles shall come to pass in my life in the name of Jesus. Let your grace. Declare, O Lord, declare, O Lord, Sheka Papa Rondo Kopa Sandata, the grace to obey the principles, O Lord,
That means that idea, Lord, that this has been shown to me, oh Lord, give me the grace to accomplish it in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace, oh Lord. Let it to come to pass.
Let it empower us.
That we shall manifest this dream to come to pass.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord,
every dream
that I've missed in the past, due to my ignorance, due to my lack of knowledge,
oh Lord,
have mercy on me. Reveal them to me again.
Help
me, your mother, begin to praise.
Lord,
reveal them to me. Lord,
and I do not understand it, Lord. In my ignorance, Lord, have your mercy. Lord, let this dream come back to me again in the name of Jesus. Let this dream come back to me in the name of Jesus. You have been speaking to me, Lord, but my ignorance has hindered me. Lord, let it come back to me in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have been giving me eyes, yes, O Lord. But my ignorance has taken it away. Lord, let it come to me in the name of Jesus. Let it come back to me in the name of Jesus. Speak to me, O Lord, again. Speak to me, O Lord, again. Speak to me, O Lord, again. Speak to me, O Lord. Lord, all my dreams that I acted ignorantly, Lord, let it come to pass again in the name of Jesus. Let it come to me again in the name of Jesus. Let them come back to me, O Lord, again in the name of Jesus. Take away our ignorance, O Lord, and pass back this thing to us again in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus.
Mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Do you know that it is possible for one to have a dream?
Yes, sir.
And spend his or her entire life seeing the opposite?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then you agree with me that it is one thing to have a dream, it is another to have it manifested. It's two things.
Yes, sir.
To have a dream and to what?
Manifest it.
Two things. There are some of you here. You look at your situation, you look at your life. It's not what you saw years ago. It's not the dream you had.
Yes, sir.
It's not the vision you saw.
Yes, sir.
Dreams can be manipulated. Dreams can be what? Can be manipulated. You can be at the gate like Mordecai, and your original place is in the kingship.
Yes, sir.
You can be a beggar, yet you are destined to help beggars. And the devil will make sure that the opposite of your dream is the one manifesting.
Yes, sir.
You can be called from your womb, from the womb of your mother. You can be called and separated like Jeremiah to bless the poor, to help the needy, to build orphanages. And yet today, you are the one to be helped. The devil can manipulate what? Can manipulate you. The devil can what?
Manipulate you.
It's not something we say it outside. We say somebody there. No. You that you are here now, you can testify to what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
That there is a dream I had. But I'm not seeing it. Raise up your hand and cry unto them. Say, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
open your mouth and begin to pray.
Lord, as your mercy shall we pass on us, Lord. Have your mercy, Lord, upon me. Have your mercy, Lord. We have acted ignorantly.
Have
your mercy, Lord. Have your mercy. Have your mercy,
O Lord.
Let your mercy be upon our lives.
Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord.
Let your mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Have mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
Lord. Have mercy, Lord. To rejoice over judgment. Lord, have your mercy.
Amen.
Raise your hands. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Jesus. The Lord is revealing something to me.
Yes, sir.
I see you going hospital, coming out of hospital, taking drugs frequently.
Yes, Daddy, I'm having issue with fire.
What for that
voice?
So, this thing started gradually and began to develop something else.
On Monday. Huh? I noticed it on Monday.
It is on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Alright, so it's an attack from the devil. I'll pray for you now. God will deliver you.
Amen.
That attack will go back to the
side. Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Fire.
Amen.
Fire the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the Holy Ghost fire descend upon.
Fire. Amen.
Fire the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You demon of infirmity, afflicting our life. Fire.
Amen.
Be free in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I separate you from that sickness.
Amen.
I bring you healing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Love that you. Son, your money is with somebody. Yes, sir. So this person, it seems as if this person doesn't want to release your money.
Yes, sir.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
So come, I'll pray for you. The money will be released. Place your hand on your chest. Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
It is done.
Love of Jesus.
I'm seeing a relationship. Where is the woman in your life? Where's the woman? She's in jobs. How long have you been together?
2 years.
For 2 years? Okay, but you know, there is a strong force that is fighting her from her foundation. Just like that, she gets angry. Just like that.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So don't blame her. It's a demonic force from her foundation. Doesn't want her to settle down. Huh?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm seeing inside her is a creature. Okay?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Controlling her. I'll pray for you now so that God will intervene. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm seeing a company also. Huh? I'm seeing a company. There is a favor that is coming through a company. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stand up.